to say, in defense of the Garudhammas as they are now, it's been mentioned that according to some laws that were enacted in India after the Buddha's lifetime, that is the laws of Neo-Hinduism, of the Manudhamma Shastra, that perhaps the Garudhammas as they are now might have given some kind of legal legitimacy to the Bhikkhuni Sangha under the implementation of such social laws, perhaps. Or in China, under Confucianism, in the situation of women under Confucianism, perhaps, I've been told, at least in South Korea and in China previously, that the Garudhammas might have given a kind of legal legitimacy to the Bhikkhuni Sangha at a time when women were thought to have to be subordinate to either their fathers or their husbands or their sons. In this case, the legal subordination of Bhikkhuni Sangha to the Bhikkhu Sangha may have accomplished that. That is, legal acceptability under such laws. Even in Europe, for the Christian monastic community, the Christian nuns as well, in order for those women to have social acceptability, not as women married to a man. Do you know what they had to do? For their ordination, they have marriage ceremony, right? And even wear the ring. Means married to Jesus, married to God. So she's not a free woman, not a disrespectable, free woman, but still considered married. In this case, married to the church or married to God. Giving legal status through legal subordination. So we find that this previously may have happened in Christian monastic communities in Europe and later in the United States. I don't know about Australia as well. So I'm saying these things in answer to the question that naturally can be raised that I don't have an answer for. And that is, the picture of what this may have been in the early Sangha seems to start to become clear. Really to open up and to become much brighter, like it shines tremendous light on this situation. But what happened after that? And when and how and why? How did it come to be as it is now? Again, when, how, why? The things that I just mentioned have been proposed as some theory for the when and how and why in India. But that work really, that is much more tentative theory. Much more tentative. That work, I think, is still really to be done by those who are scholars and historians. The early part of it, though, with what can be found in the Pali text, does seem to be really, really quite clear. So, if we look at our modern situation, our modern times, things have changed a lot from medieval Europe. In India, things have changed substantially from the time when, I think still sometimes the women have to throw themselves on the fire after their husband, right? But not so much now. In fact, in modern times, in our modern world, the situations that might have called for this being seen as necessary at some time in the Sangha, and for this being maintained for some period of time, I think now we see a tremendous amount of change in our modern world related to this subject. Which is why it's become started to seem unmatching to many, right? Or controversial, or unacceptable, or why it's become surrounded with so much negativity. When I was with the elder bhikkhunis in Korea about Garudhammas, they they didn't feel like that, according to the way they were raised. It's kind of just the natural, they thought just that was their social situation. They told me, according to Confucianism, that if there's a farming family walking through the rice paddies, then man will walk first, son will walk second, cow will walk third, and woman will walk behind. That was the kind of story that the elder bhikkhunis were raised with, their social situation. Now it's changed completely. Completely changed in Asia, and most certainly in countries like America, Australia, in Europe. This is... Maybe if a grandmother tells that kind of story to her granddaughter, it's laughing, right? like we laugh now to hear it, because it seems like something out of antiquity, like something that belongs in the kind of in the antique shop that we can laugh at to look at now. There's been so much change in this regard.